Good morning. It is Dubai Today, but not with Suzanne, because she's skiving for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's myself, Alex, and the absolutely gorgeous Richard in the studio.
Oh, Alex, you're too kind.
I know. I keep being told. Thank you so much for all your messages. Come in there. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming in, Dubai Eye listeners. Well, Alex, just get back off the floor, Alex, and onto your chair, will you?
Do you know what it is?
I have to
tell you. Just not sleeping. This having to get up in the morning to go to work.
That really odd thing at like going to work in the morning is distracting you, is it, Alex?
It is. There are many distractions in my life. That's just one of them.
I just thought you were really relaxed. You see, we met for the first time today, and what you don't realise, out the listeners, is when we go to a break, Alex has a little snooze on the desk.
I almost do. You think he's joking? Some great text messages coming in. Coincidence, I met my Dubai elementary school teacher's son, who I didn't know existed, while I was at university in the US. It's good, isn't it?
It is.
There are lots of stories coming through like that. Interesting facts, coincidences, stories. 4001 is the SMS number. We want to hear from you and hear all about them. We were talking about Antarctica earlier, and that it's the only land on our planet that is not owned by any country. It's also classed as a desert, which is absolutely unbelievable. But what about some of the other places around the world and interesting facts? This one I'm not very sure whether I believe. Brazil got its name from the nut, not the other way around.
Prove it.
Yeah,
it's like the chicken and the egg, isn't it? Apparently, until the 19th century, solid blocks of tea were used as money in Siberia.
Really?
Yeah, so that was your currency.
I could do that because I'd be skint all the time because I'd be drinking it.
You'd be drinking all the tea.
Yes. Yes.
I like the thought of that, though. I love the thought of going down to, like, the Ferrari garage and just going, I'll have this one, and then just giving a big bag of tea.
Yeah, I'd probably keep the tea.
Yeah, you'd keep the tea.
Yeah.
No, but you're a car person, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a big car person, yeah. Yeah.
Ferrari, tea.
Not too sure about that one. I tell you what would be interesting as well, and this is something I was discussing with somebody last week, where sayings come from. For all the tea in China is quite an obvious saying. But if you have any sayings that are, you know, regularly that we use on a kind of daily basis. I was looking up something the other day about somebody being, when you say somebody is your right hand man,
yes,
and where it comes from.
I could hazard a guess.
Go
I would
on.
Think because the majority of us are right-handed, and if that hand, if for some reason we couldn't use that, we would have to rely on somebody else's right hand. Is that right or not? Is it my turn to have a sleep now, Alex?
It's a good one, but apparently it comes from kings of old who had their highest servants on the right and their general servants on the left.
I looked at it too intellectually.
Yeah,
no,
you
not
did.
Intellectually enough.
You need to be simple like me.
Coming from Yorkshire, there's loads of sayings like that.
Yeah.
And then there's one that my dad always used to say is, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. What does that mean? When somebody's a bit distressed or a bit angry and they exclaim that they'll go to the foot of their stairs. That's an odd one.
Say it again.
I'll go to the foot of our stairs. And it's a Yorkshire saying.
Yeah.
When you're sort of surprised or you're shocked by something. And it is, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. I've never understood why this is such an extraordinary explanation of...
That makes no sense.
But if anybody out there knows, or any other sayings like that, we'd be interested to hear.
It certainly sounds interesting. Here's one. I was born on the 29th of February and seldom meet somebody born on that day, for obvious reasons. One of my friends dates somebody who is actually born on that day and in the same year. And beat this, he also has a twin brother. That's nice. So it must be very odd to be born. I know one person born on the 29th.
Really? Well, it's not going to be the same, obviously, because you've got to divide
your
it by four.
Your statistics are out the window, aren't they?
Yeah, you see, you've upset me again, Alex.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, talking about deserts, but back to the sand deserts this time, here's another fact for you. Camels have three eyelids to protect themselves from the blowing sand. So there's one of those random facts that evolution has sorted the camel out and given it three eyelids.
I'd like three eyelids.
Would you?
Yeah. Cats have two, actually.
Really?
Just to give you an interesting fact on that one. Did you know that more than half of the coastline of the entire United States is actually in Alaska?
Really?
Mm.
So there you go.
Don't ask me if it's true.
Talking about another sort of strange fact coming from the US, apparently there are more plastic flamingos in the US than real ones.
That's very strange. Do you think because people have some very odd arrangements in their garden?
I'm thinking it must be something like that. Maybe in Florida or somewhere where... But apparently there's more plastic flamingos than real ones.
I was quite surprised when I first moved here and I was walking to the shop and I was on the phone to somebody back home. I'm from the UK. And being on the phone and going, oh... Flamingo just flew over my head, thinking that's very strange.
That
but obviously
strange.
Not that strange if you think how many flamingos there are here.
Well, there's a lot of flamingos.
There are. Have you been down to the sanctuary?
No, I drive past it and I have seen them. I've never actually, again, taken the trouble to actually go and have a look, but I must. I hear it's very good.
They're not very pink.
Well, I don't think... I think... You know, it's one of those things that we sort of, we put in our mind that flamingos are this sort of
bright,
candy, garish pink, but actually, like a lot of things, when you see it up close, yeah. it doesn't quite hold up to the expectations.
No, I mean, honestly, I get pinker if I stand outside in the sun for a day.
So you're pinker than the Dubai flamingos. Now, there's a fact that I'm going to put on my list. Alex, when she stands in the sun in Dubai, becomes pinker than a flamingo.
That's quite an embarrassing fact. Let's have some more of those coincidences.
Ooh, some more coincidences.
Yeah, we like coincidences.
Okay, let me just find a good one for you.
Which you obviously know of already, because I can see you smiling.
Obviously know of already. I'm just trying to find the right piece of paper here.
Well, I tell you what, as you're going over that, let me tell you that... Next to Warsaw, Chicago has the largest Polish population in the world.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Well, we're going to have to go on hold for 2 minutes while I go back through my files and get the latest strange but true story. But in the meantime, I can tell you a fact that you probably wouldn't have realised, and I certainly didn't realise until I did a bit of research, and it's something as mundane as toothbrushes.
Go on.
And apparently worldwide... consumers automatically more than 8 times out of 10 will go for a blue toothbrush rather than a red one.
Really?
Apparently.
Why is that so? Or you have no idea?
It's just one of those random things where people obviously are more attracted to the colour blue, I suppose.
Strange. Actually, I like blue. Blue is one of my favourite colours.